If you're still waiting for your wisdom to sort of magically land down from the skies and get electrified inside of you and accessible at all times, I am very sad to announce it doesn't work that way, my dear. There is no learning enough or waiting till things integrate enough that will make your wisdom come alive as much as going out there and living it, putting yourself out there, starting before you're ready. The Healer's Journey. I am your host, Inga Brower. And let me start with a story. To take you back to 2014, I had done 1 year in business. I had covered my costs. It was really good. I was living at my parents' house. Covered my costs, which I was really proud of. And I had discovered that I like doing energy healing work. That was a huge victory. And my boyfriend at the time, my husband now, Sean, he got me to watch this Oprah video where she goes to Tony Robbins. And I was so eye-rolly. I was like, oh my God, Tony Robbins, are you freaking kidding me? I'm not doing that. He seems like the most hokey, too much, too American thing. But I watch it and I see Oprah enter the room with the same reservations I had, and I see her having breakthroughs, although that is kind of Oprah's thing, isn't it? She will have a breakthrough everywhere she goes. She's just genius like that. But we end up going. We fly to Florida. We go to Unleash the Power Within. It is like a rave, a cult. It's everything. It's 4.5 days. They like purposely exhaust you to break you down. It goes to midnight. I walked on fire. It was a whole freaking thing. And it was amazing. It broke down so much of what I was in at that time, which was like a perfectionism stronghold in my mind. It was like a fortress of knowledge that I was terrified of getting outside of me because what if I got it wrong? What if I got a B on a test? Oh my goodness. I wasn't really like that, but the spirit of it is the same. And going to this Tony Robbins event, which was like raw and too much and messy, and go hug a stranger as if they're your long lost friend. It opened me. It opened me to way new possibilities. It opened me to trying things. It opened me to getting things wrong. It opened me to trusting myself. Essentially, it unleashed the power within, and it gave me the desire to try building my confidence by doing rather than thinking. Right after that, I had been in the world of Marie Forleo and B School. This is an online business school that teaches you how to do online business. And I was still in Florida in this amazing motel thing on the beach where my husband's family would often vacation. It was incredible. And I'm signed up right before the deadline. And I did it. And partly it was all because Marie Forleo has this thing, start before you're ready. And that has been the deepest medicine for me. It has healed things for me that I am afraid of even thinking where I would be if I hadn't started before I was ready 150 times to get me here. So the block, to make it clear today, what we're talking about is the block is waiting till you're ready, waiting till you know enough, learning a little bit more, getting one more certification before you put yourself out there and actually take a stand for the healing you have to bring here. Because healing doesn't happen in silos. Learning does, sure. And of course, there's a part of our healing journey that is just ours to do, and sometimes it's ours to do on our own. But if we want to take a stand for healing, if we want to take a stand for placing love at the center of things, if we want to take a stand for wisdom and bringing wisdom to life, we just can't do it by waiting till we're ready. By nature, wisdom lands, wisdom becomes embodied when it lands somewhere in the right person at the right time, in the right circumstance, right? We've all read quotes that just like don't land, don't land, don't land, don't land. They don't land 800 times. And then one day, in a certain circumstance, they land like a stick of lightning and they change everything. As healers, one of our sacred roles doesn't have to be, but can be, helping that kind of life-changing, life-wrecking in the best possible way kind of wisdom land at the right time in the right person. And that can't happen by you memorizing all these motivational quotes because you won't know which one needs to land where at what time. So what is really happening underneath here? I think when we're in this, we're just scared and there's something that feels a bit weird about the new work that we're integrating. It feels like maybe we need permission. Maybe it doesn't exist so much in the world around us. So we get trapped and stuck in the were, in the question, is it even real? Because you're in your own fantasy world. You can lose grounding. You can lose your own legs and your own feet. So if you're afraid that it's not really real and you need to learn more before you can feel it's real, the best way to find out if it's real or what the limitations are and how real is it, is to go out there and to go with other nervous systems, with other human beings, with other real bodies, and see what happens. It doesn't have to be in person. It can be online. It can be sending energy by distance, but getting that feedback, getting out of your own little loop, and that's how it actually becomes more real. First of all, you gain the experiences of like, wow, there's no way I could have known that, but still it was plain as day in the energy. So that makes it more real. Two, the person gives you feedback of things that they experience and that they feel that you also notice. That makes it more real. And it, on a more fundamental level, it becomes more real in your life because you are now sharing it in a network, in a field with other people. Effectively, you are making it more real in your life. Now, you might have the question, do I want to? And that's a whole different question. And I think it might be an important one. So let's take a few minutes to get underneath that one. You might be learning these things. You want to learn more. You're interested. The other people in your life are skeptical. They're not sure. They think you might be like a religious maniac, that you might go on a rampage trying to convert everybody. And they are reticent as hell. And you are still compelled to learn. And you're still compelled to submit yourself to these containers of healing and transmutation. It's like an itch you can't stop sort of scratching. But you might be wondering, like, do I want to be going in this direction more? Is it safe for me to go into this direction? If I go into this direction more deeply, will I lose my people? And so that's a whole other can of worms I wasn't aware I was going to open right now, but doing this in real time, okay? This is about trusting ourselves. So if it feels right, if it feels like you really are becoming more of who you are, if it feels like it's not a religious zealotry for you, but it's more like a coming home, it's a grounding, and you want more of that, what is it giving to you? Like that coming home, that freedom, that placing love at the core of things a little bit more, and you want more of that and you want to take a stand for that? And the question is maybe more, is this going in this direction, becoming a healer? Is it the right one for me? And then really the only question, the only thing that's left to do is you got to try it and you got to trust that going with that intention of you coming home to exactly who you are, you becoming more of who you are, you becoming the most realist embodied version of who you are, that may ruffle some feathers in your life because there may be some people who benefit from you not being that. It may scare them. It may force them to confront certain things in you. And the very difficult, tricky thing is that you're never gonna know ahead of time how to handle that. And you're never gonna know ahead of time how to handle that and who's gonna react how. And these are the kinds of problems that more knowledge simply doesn't help you with. There are some things that more knowledge helps you with. Okay. It helps you to understand certain things a little bit better, but does it really help you articulate them better, or does trying to articulate it midway through of your intuition help you articulate these things better? It's that. It's the practice. It's the actual doing it. It is the linking of your phenomenal, beautiful, magical, knowledgeable brain to your voice, to your heart, right? In energy healing or in Reiki anyways, we're using all of this. We're letting it stream through all of us. There's no part of us that is supposed to be waiting on the sidelines. We're not healing with what we know. Actually, what we know, we have to work hard to forget it when we do the healing work. So you're scared to go further. And that fear is making you go, okay, well, I'll just learn one more thing. I'll learn one more modality. I'll learn something else. But it's not really satisfying you because the real thing is you want to be it. You want to live it. You want to transmit it. You want to let that wisdom land. You want to have that healing impact. You want to become who you really came here to be. Practices it, not more knowledge. And so you need to put yourself into rooms, into places where you get to practice these things. Here's a quick example for you, a quick story. When I started teaching in 2015, I found that I was pleased to find out that I had been right about myself all along, that it was a good idea for me to both see clients, teach, and write. Initially, I thought I would be a university professor. All right, I chose the wrong field for that. Although what's interesting now in the scientific field is very, very interesting. But I was happy to know that that was confirmed, that that was a really good thing for me, because I would do my own healing work, my own working with healers, or my own journaling, my own meditation practice, my own discoveries. That would allow me to articulate things in a new way, see things a new way. And then sometimes those would show up in my client sessions, which also allowed me to practice articulating things, notice new patterns, help people land certain wisdoms for themselves. And then when those patterns got bigger, then teach from those patterns. And that was a really beautiful lived flow for me. One that I'm building again now with healers, and it is so exciting to be serving you all. What happened is that I would gather a group before I had really like cemented what I'm teaching. These would be my muses. And then I would build the course as we would go. And I'm doing the same with Healer Embodied, by the way. I've thought about it and thought about it and thought about it like for freaking ever now. But the only way it's really going to be built is by gathering those of you who need to be in it, who need this practice, who need to stop knowing more and start living more, get you in the group, and then build this thing custom made for you guys. And that has been my total genius process for all my course creation, pretty much since day one. And it works so well because it is the embodied, lived wisdom, the stuff that is being pulled through in real time. And what that does is it makes incredible sequences that I can run again and again and again and again and again, and they do not lose their power. The one time I didn't follow this flow was when I was obsessed with a course I was calling Healing Presence. I'm still very obsessed with the concept and creating that, obviously. But the course itself, I was not seeing clients at the time. Instead, I was in my own super deep healing. What do we want to call it? My fires of hell of early motherhood. But I kept thinking about this and I kept being like, oh, how do I want people to support me? And I'm like trying to build this course to get people to be who I needed them to be. But it wasn't from the usual, that flow, that lived wisdom landing flow. And it was an okay course. It was all right. But to this day, I'm retiring it. I'm not selling it. And instead, I'm keeping what is really important about it. And I've sort of created into Healer Awakened and Healer Embodied in this new flow kind of way. Because the wisdom needs to live, it needs to breathe, it needs to land. We've all read like 8 million motivational quotes by now, and I promise you we're not living them all. And you know how we can read a certain quote 500 times and it never really lands until there's one time where we read it in the exact right time and right way and right place and it's like everything explodes. That is what's possible when you learn to live and breathe the wisdom of your modality and of you and of your healing genius, because we all have this inside of us. I really believe that. And we all use different parts of our personalities and parts of our modalities that we've learned. So if you are somebody, and I'm doing a very direct call to action here, if you are somebody who has collected many, 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 many different modalities, access bars and Reiki and sound healing and what are other things, massage therapy and even osteopathy, but they're all disparate and like all different branches on a tree. This is happening in real time. Somebody gave me this example this week. But you want to be that sort of tree trunk of healing. You want to be the tree of healing so that when you have somebody in front of you, you serve them. You use the modality that is called for, maybe that they have identified they want to do, or you mix different things. You anchor into the deepest intention of healing and you bring your whole self forward. If that is what you're called to do, and you are done taking new certifications of this or that or the other thing, thinking it's going to accomplish this, Healer Embodied is the place for you to be. We do go into Reiki 2 and Reiki 3, so you are even learning a modality or relearning a modality. But the true transmission here is how to be the healing, how to transmit the healing, how to let the healing come alive, to build the skills of doing and not just knowing. In this day and age, knowing is really not a flex anymore, okay? Anybody can know anything with a few clicks of a button. It's when do you apply the right knowledge at the right time and how do you bring it alive in somebody's body? That is the flex. And that is what we need at this time. I believe we're really in a time where we either heal or we continue making way more trauma for ourselves and for generations to come. We have a chance here. Let's take it. This has been The Healer's Journey with Inga Breyer. Music is by Lana Chakra. Healer Embodied enrolls now. We start May 1st. It will go for on Thursday nights, 7:45 p.m. Eastern Time. Get in touch through Instagram at Inga Heals, Ingehealss, or by email at inga@reikidiscovery.org. The next step for us is to get on a call and to see if it's the right fit for you. If it's not, there is no hard feelings, no problem. The goal is always to empower you to make the right decision for you in all ways. I hope to speak to you soon.